word this morning. We're going to finish up a little series today in the early service called On the Shore. On the Shore. Jesus was on the shore and he met a lot of people. Met a lot of people around water. He loved, seemingly, the Sea of Galilee. Or it was just very practical for him to be there because that's where the water was, the fresh water source. And that's where the fish was. That's where the life was. And he was about people, so he was by the Sea of Galilee. Didn't spend a whole lot of time in Jerusalem. Went there a little bit. Of course, he was killed there. Died there. Amen. Rose there. But when it came to the people, it's interesting. He really went where the sinners were. That's really where he went. I don't know if y'all know that or not. Sometimes we think of Israel and the Jewish center of Jerusalem and all that, and that's all that good stuff going on there. But really, the more earthy kind of folk, they lived up by the water. Fishermen and people like that. And you see all these crazy people that he ministered to in the New Testament. Different people doing this, that, and the other. Last week, we met two what kind of fellows? Two fellows that were what? Full of what? Demons. Yeah. Not your church-going folk. Amen? You listening? Jesus met people. He dealt with people. This little series has been called On the Shore. It's about Jesus meeting people where they were. And that's where we are. Y'all listening or not? We're called to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We're called to let our light so shine before men they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. It's easy to let your light shine in here, ain't it? Look, we all singing Jesus songs. We reading the Bible with you on a big screen. That's all good, guys, but listen to me. But the people. We got all kinds of people here. They come from all over. It's like we get to be missionaries and we don't have to move. The people come in right here. Amen? Somebody the other day came and talked to me from England. You know, and I got to talk to them. It was great. Just different people. I went to the bank the other day, sitting there, fella from India. Talked to him, bang. But people from all over the United States. Amen? So, it's cool. We got an opportunity. Let's talk about it. Different people he met. My boat, say that with me. My boat, his what? His vessel. One more time. My boat, his vessel. Sometimes you're not going to feel like you're worthy at all for God to work in your life. You're going to feel like you failed God and you did. You've turned away from God and you have. And then you'll think you're no good. Are y'all awake with me all right so far? Say, don't go sleep on me. Come on. Listen. Listen, my boat is his vessel. If Satan can ever get you to the place where you think, I'm no good, I'm done, I can't do it anymore, I can't be forgiven, I can't forgive myself, I can't go on, then he won. You've got to realize. Hey, 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to do what? To forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all what? Sin or unrighteousness. I guess if it's in the Bible, we need it, right? So, listen, we need forgiveness. We're always going to have struggles in our life. But the bottom line is you got to realize your boat is his vessel. No matter what struggle you've ever gone through, he still needs your boat. He still needs your boat. And the problem is we don't accept it many times. After we fail the Lord, we don't accept that I can do anything for God anymore. And you can only do about what you can do about your past sins. Listen to me. If you've royally hurt people and screwed people up, you ought to try to go make it as good as you can and as right as you can. And seek forgiveness. You listening or what? Don't live in your arrogancy. But if they receive it, it was sincere. Maybe the hurt was so great you call somebody and you can't even ever expect them to get over that or forget it. I understand what that's like, okay? But the bottom line is, you've got to try to move on. As a person who's sinned, as a person who has done even horrible things to people, you've got to, if you truly are sincere and truly sorry, Jesus Christ, God's Son, will forgive you. That's hard to believe, isn't it? He will. Let's talk about it. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples on the Sea of Tiberias. That's the Sea of Galilee. Same name. I mean, same place, different name. And on this wise showed he himself to his disciples. They were together, say it with me, Simon who?
Peter and Thomas called Didymus and Nathanael of Galilee and from Cana and the sons of Zebedee. And I always like this. And two other what? I always like that they weren't mentioned. That can be me and you. Me and you. I always like that right there. Me and you. We were on that boat. We were on that boat. Going back to our old way of life. Going back to living the way we've always lived. Going back to saying, I can't be used of God. I'm guilty. I'm done. And Simon Peter says unto them, I go a-fishing. And he wasn't fishing for men. I believe he's discouraged from denying Christ. He denied him three times. He cussed. You know what I'm saying? He was just horrible. In Jesus' time of need, the one who was the leader, the one who was the strongest, the one who said, I'll never fail you, I'll never deny you, is the one that did it. And he feels like an absolute failure, so forget this fishing from in stuff. I'm going back to what I know to do. And they said to him, guess what? We're going what? We're going with you. We're done too. And they went forth and they entered into the ship, and immediately that night they caught what? Hey, that's good. That's good right there. That's good. Even when you fail the Lord, even when you're guilty, even when you've turned from God, listen. Listen, it's a good thing when you try to go do this other stuff and it ends up nothing. It ends up empty. You hear me or not? Because you're His vessel. You mean, I thought I could only be His vessel if I've done the right thing in my life and I'm always doing the right thing. Well, that's the goal, is to try to get you to where these crazy things don't keep happening. Amen? But there's going to be these times, that old flesh, and also, hey, your choice. And you just make bad choices. But going back without Christ, when you've tasted of the Lord and you've seen that He is good, I can only hope that if you turn from Him, you're going to find that life is nothing. You hearing me or not? Did I lose you? Hang in here with me. I'm trying to paint a little bit of a picture. He said, I go a fishing, we're going to fly. I'm just going to get in my boat and do what I can do in the flesh. But wait a minute, Peter. Your boat ain't your boat anymore. You belong to me. You're my vessel now. It's not about just you anymore. You hear me? Yes or no? See, that's the thing. When we start serving the Lord, or we're serving Him, and we make bad choices, we fall away, whatever, and then we feel that guilt because we have a new life and there's a battle going on now, that's a good thing. But Satan will want to make us feel we're worthless, we're useless, we're no good, you can't make a comeback, you can't do it. You listening or not? But you belong to Him. You belong to Him. This fishing for men stuff, Peter says, requires me being... He wouldn't say this, but this fishing stuff for you and me requires us being empowered by what? God. And Peter said this, say it with me, I ain't what? I ain't feeling it. And that's so often what we do. Instead of living by faith, we live by feelings. And when you've turned away from the Lord, when you've hurt somebody, when you've done the wrong thing, you ought to feel guilty. That's a good thing, right? Yes or no? I'm not trying to pat you on the head for things that you've done wrong in your life and sin and hurt you've caused people. You ought to go, you ought to be sorry for your sin. You ought to turn from it. You ought to go and try the best you can to seek forgiveness. Amen? Yes or no? But you got to live your life by faith, not just by the feelings, because Satan is going to hammer your feelings. Keep looking. I feel, Peter, and maybe us today, guilty, unworthy, not what? Very useful in my life. I feel soiled, stained, and scarred, especially if failing again. Amen? Is that scarred or scared? Scared? We had scarred in there. There was four of them. That's later. Okay, I saw one later. I'm like, what happened? I'm from Rockingham. I can always use that. Let's keep going. But, now so they're done. They're quitting. Peter's the leader. I quit. They all go, we quit with you. And by the way, Peter's not the only one that denied Christ. Did y'all see the rest of the disciples anywhere when he was being crucified? Say, where were they? Scattered. How about in the garden when he asked them to pray? Did they or did they go to sleep? Sleep. See what I'm saying? That tells me if these men walked with Jesus and they turned on him and they couldn't stand and they struggled, you don't think you're going to have that battle? That's crazy thinking, ain't it? It's going to happen. What are we going to do? But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the what? So he's meeting people along the what? So he's not just about meeting new people. He's about meeting you again. He's about coming after you again. He cares for you. You mean even when I've hurt him? Even when I've cussed him? Even when I've turned? Well, it looks like he cares. Is that what it looks like to me? Do you say? Religion tells us something else, though. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples didn't know it was Jesus. You might even get that place in your life where you don't even recognize him. That's how guilty you are. That's how bad you feel. That's how far you've drifted. Then Jesus said unto them, children, have you any meat? Have you caught anything? And they answered, what? No. It's one of my favorite Bible stories. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship. Guess they've been doing it wrong. And you shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw the multitude of what? It's amazing what listening to Jesus will do. And it's funny. They really weren't serving him at this point. They were going back to their way, doing their thing. They're going to chill on this Jesus stuff and reaching people. However, when they listen to him, immediately, even in that thing of just recreational fishing or catching some fish or whatever they need to do, they started succeeding again. You listening or not? So even though you feel guilty, even though you're away from God, even though you're struggling, listen, repent and make that turn. Start just to listen a little bit. You might see all of a sudden, hello, hello. It wasn't that hard to get back. You listening, yes or no? But Satan wants to make you think he can't come back. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved, we believe that's John, said unto Peter, it's the Lord! We did this with him before, when he first called us, remember? It's got to be him! Now, when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded his fisher's coat unto him, for he was what? One of the worst verses in the Bible. I get a visual in my mind, I'm sorry, of me fishing with some of my buddies, and one of them's there butt naked. And I'm like, oh my gosh, never going to happen again. Never going to happen again. Is it, Don? I mean, no matter how much we like red fishing, it ain't happening. You hear me? So I never understood this verse. Now, they say it was an outer coat and all that. I don't know. I don't like any of it. And so he cast himself into the sea. And the other disciple came in a little boat, for they were not far from land, but as it were, 200 cubits, dragging the net with the fishes. Amen? Keep looking. And as soon as they were come to land, they saw what? A fire of coals there, and there was what already laid on it? Some fish and some what? Boy, I don't know about you, but when I'm on a fishing trip, when I've been away fishing, especially hard working fishing, I've done it a couple of times where it's actually work. It's not just fun. You're out there working. Wow, are you hungry when you come back in? Because a lot of times you don't want to eat when you're out. We eat some when we're out there, but I'm talking about hard working fishing. And you come back in, that sun, that salt, the work with the boat and all that kind of mess, you are wore out and you are hungry as a bear. And nothing like when you come, can you imagine being on shore and I, oh, man. And probably nobody could cook fish like the Son of the Living God. The resurrected Jesus. Amen? That was some good flounder right there, baby. No, it was that little St. Peter's fish thing. Jesus said unto them, bring of the fish which you've now caught. Simon Peter went up. He drew the net to land full of great fishes. Say it with me. How many fish? 150 what? It's amazing what you can do when you just start to turn back a little towards Jesus. He blessed them. And for all there were so many, yet the net was not broke. He even took care of the net for them. Jesus said unto them, one of my favorite little verses in the Bible, come and what? That's why I go out to eat all the time. One more time. Come and what? One more time. Come and what? Amen. Now, I love that because it's Jesus. He just says, come and dine. You mean you're not mad at us? You're not mad at us for leaving you? You're not mad at us for turning our back on you? You're not mad at us? Even though they had seen the resurrected Christ before. I mean, this isn't the first time He showed up. You're not mad at us? You're not mad at us for quitting? You're not mad at us for turning? Jesus told them in the garden, watch and pray, for the spirit is what? Willing, but the flesh is what? God knows you and He knows me. That doesn't give us an excuse. But aren't you glad when you do wrong, He doesn't turn on you like white on rice, say? He doesn't. I talked to a guy recently. He was needing some serious counseling. He's a very effective leader in our community. But he believes if he ever does anything wrong, not even just wrong, he believes if he thinks he's supposed to do something he doesn't, God will punish him and his children. Did you know God's not like that, guys? Yes or no? Say. How many does things everything right all the time? You do everything right all the time. So see, if God was like that, we'd be in bad shape, wouldn't we? But that's some kind of view, some religious view's been put into us. I don't know. Where we got it? Jesus said, come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask Him, who art thou? Because they knew it was who? Jesus. Jesus then comes and He takes bread. He gives it to them. And fish likewise. And we got to fly. I'm going to do the best I can now. We're doing good. This was the third time that Jesus had appeared to the disciples. The Bible says that in verse 14. The third time He had appeared to the disciples after He was risen from the dead. There is no doubt that Peter had received forgiveness from the Lord. There's no doubt Peter had received forgiveness from the Lord. He didn't go back fishing. He didn't quit. He didn't turn back. He didn't go back to his old way of doing things because he had not received forgiveness. There's no doubt Peter had already received the forgiveness of the Lord. Okay? That's not even in question here. But Peter hadn't what? Now, this is my view. You can look at this passage a totally different way if you want to, and that's fine with me. It's how I see it. Peter hadn't forgiven himself. You have forgiveness. Did y'all know that? Somehow we've been taught, too, that if I do the right thing and I keep doing it, if I don't sin, I keep confessing my sins, that if I'm caught up on my sin, that way when I die, if I'm caught up on it and everything, I'll go to heaven. If I don't, I'll go to hell. Boy, that sounds like a lot of work, doesn't it? The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all what? Sin, the Bible says. You have jack squat nothing to do with your sins being forgiven. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be what? Saved. He says, then I'll never leave you nor what? Forsake you. Verses in the Word of God says that no man can pluck you from my Father's hand. I know we want to keep our salvation, and some of our churches have taught us that, and you can still believe that if you want to. Have at it. Not going to affect my life. But I believe once I put my faith in Christ, He'll never leave me, even if I leave Him. How many have ever turned your back on Jesus? Can I see your hand? How many have ever walked away from Him? You might not have turned your back, but boy, you started walking your own way and going a whole other way. How many can say, Pastor, He didn't leave me? Isn't that nice? I feel good. I believe the fact that Peter denied Christ dogged him. It dogged him. Like a dog on his heels, the devil biting at him. Jesus Christ had a tremendous purpose for Peter to accomplish. He was going to be the leader. He was going to be the man that was going to stand up at Pentecost. But this was before Pentecost. And Satan was fighting him tooth and nail. But Peter needed some help because Peter was what? Hurting is not always because somebody hurt you. Hurting sometimes is because you've hurt others. And you've hurt them bad. And you've been wrong. And the problem is, so many times we stand in our arrogancy and instead of humbling ourselves and realizing we are wrong and wrong and wrong and wrong. And be quite frank, I've lived with people long enough and I've been ministering long enough. I can see it in people's lives when they've done wrong and yet they're still arrogant. Boy, and it stinks when I smell it. You listen to me or not? If you've done wrong and you're truly humble and you're truly sorry, you don't have to carry around that A or whatever. If you've been an adulterer on the back of your back the rest of your life, you don't have to wear that A on you the rest of your life. But certainly you should be willing to humble yourself and be sorry. Is that true or not? If I'm off up here or what? Or if you're a thief or if you've been ugly to people with your mouth or however you're going to say, man, come on. But if you'll do that and you'll turn, God will bless you. He'll forgive you, man. Now look how Jesus dealt with Peter, and we're fast. First, he gave him a chance to dry off, to get warm, to get some food, and to get some fellowship. Maybe you're here today, listen, and you're feeling all wet, extremely cold, malnourished spiritually, lonely and isolated. Listen, Jesus Christ wants to help you. He wants to help you. He's on the shore. Do you know He wants to help people in Inglewood like that? Say. He's about the lost, there's no doubt. But He's also about people who have turned away, who've made bad choices. If you're feeling guilty, ashamed, unworthy, soul-stained, scarred, and what? Scared. Jesus Christ is patient and tender with you. He stands at your heart's door knocking. Revelation 3 says, I stand at your heart's door knocking. Keep going. He says, come unto me in Matthew, all ye that labor and you're heavy laden, and I'll give you what? Rest. Keep going. So when they dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, hey, can I talk to you? He said, Simon, do you love me more than these? And he said unto him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He didn't say more than these. He said, yes, you know I love you. He didn't say more than these this time, did he say? Peter didn't say, I love you more than these. He said, yes, Lord, you know I love thee. He said, then feed my lambs. Here's the point. Watch it. Hello? Peter was dry. He was warm. He was filled. He had been befriended by the Lord. Jesus got one-on-one with Peter. So when they had dined, he says to him, he said, do you love me more than these? He said, yes, you know I love you. Keep looking, keep looking. Do you love me more than these? He said. Jesus said, do you love me more than these? Was Jesus talking about these fish? Do you love me more than these fish you caught? Do you love me more than these fish you caught? The answer, these nets. Do you love me more than these nets? Is that what Jesus is saying? That's not what he's saying. I used to think that. Here's what he's saying. Do you love me more than these? More than all these other guys loved me? Do you love me more than all these other guys loved me? Because that's what Peter said. Peter boasted and said, Lord, why can I follow you now? I will lay down my life for your sake. Peter answered and said unto them, though all men, what? Shall be what? Offended because of you, yet I will never be what? Offended. Do you love me more than all of these, Peter? Listen, Peter believed that he loved the Lord more than the other disciples did. I believe that. And that's a dangerous thing when any of us think that way. Did you hear me this morning or not, church? I hope you... Can we say amen to that really loud? Amen, Pastor! When any of you in this room think you're more spiritual than somebody else in this room, you're screwed up. Are you listening to me or not? You are messed up. How many can think in your own life some sin you've done that was just terrible? Can I see your hand? Who in the world are we to ever think that we love Jesus more than somebody else? You listening or not, church? You're in dangerous waters. You can be Peter and still fall. Don't do that. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. Somebody that's done evil, somebody that's done wrong, if they're a believer in Christ, we as the body of Christ should go to them and try to restore them. You hear me? I'm going to just say it. I've been devastated with pain in my life. But I don't wish any ill on Joy. That's a person I had for 28 years in my life. That's my kid's mama. Now, I don't know who you can put in your blank. But that's the kind of God we have. That's the kind of God we have. Amen? I want to encourage you now. Listen, Jesus came back for Peter. We're done with the message. We got to fly through it fast. They got to see this, Raj. I don't care if I am late. Here we go. Keep going. 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 We're going to get there. My boat's his vessel. Jesus dealt with him publicly, not to embarrass Peter. He didn't pull Peter out. I believe he pulled him over to the side. He dealt with him publicly so that he could empower him. That's why when you try to hide your sin, you hide your guilt, and you just try to still be arrogant, though you've done wrong, the best thing you can do is be public. And you'll find out there's a lot more public sinners out there just like you. Okay, you listening? Say. And you're going to find out a lot of other people made it too, and you can make it. Are you listening to me today? Jesus never doubted that Peter loved him. He never doubted that he knows everything, but Peter doubted how much he loved Jesus. He had been forgiven, but he had not forgiven himself. And Satan attacked him in that area. Jesus was restoring Peter to what? Leadership. You mean I can be y'all screwed up and have done things wrong and I can still be a leader? Yes, you can. Not because of you, but because of who? Jesus. The Holy Spirit. So he said, feed my lambs. Do you love me, Peter? Yes! He asked him again, then do something. Feed my lambs. You're doing this for me, right? Then I accept you working for me. You need to know that. Even though no matter what's happened in your life, if you're truly sorry and you've been forgiven, listen, come on. You can work for the Lord if you're doing it for Him and for the right reason, from a good heart. He said to him a second time, do you love me? He said, yes. He said, you know I love you. He said, feed my sheep. Do you love me, Peter? Yes. Then do something. Feed my sheep. You're doing this for me. I accept you working for me. Cares what somebody else is thinking. I accept your work for me. Do you hear Jesus or not? He said unto him a third time, Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me? Peter was grieved. He was hurting so bad because he said unto him a third time because he denied Christ three times. Jesus was going back over every one of them, going to knock it right out of his brain. He said, do you love me? And he said unto him, Lord, you know all things. You know I love you. And Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. You got it. You know all things, and you know I love you, Peter. Do you love me, Peter? You know I love you. You know everything. You know I love you. And guys, that's the key to real forgiveness of yourself. Listen to me. Whenever you know you're truly sorry, and you're not arrogant, you're not playing games, guess who else knows? Say, guess who else knows? Wow. Now I know that you know. I love you. No matter what has happened, you can be forgiven. I'm done. I am so late. Amen. Father, bless the word to our hearts. Thank you, Lord, that you come along the shore for us even when we have turned away from you. And you're sitting there and you're saying to us, come and dine. Help us with this message in our heart. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Would you praise the Lord with me for His Word this morning? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's stand together. Listen. Whew. If you're here today visiting for the first time, one of the things we do is we try to be honest and talk from our heart. Sometimes I get myself in trouble doing that. Okay? But sometimes when I do that, some of the best things happen. I'd encourage you to do that. Talk from your heart.
even if it hurts.
Okay? Say.